As we head into the new week, we're looking at a stronger trend of U.S. dollar outflows and higher U.S. equities. All of this has been driven by dovish repricing of Fed expectations in the aftermath of last week's Fed decision and negative U.S. GDP print. But late last week on Friday, we also saw U.S. PCE reads shoot up above forecast, something that should make investors a little more uneasy about the path forward if they're expecting that path to be one in which the Fed is less inclined to be hiking rates. The data supports the hawkish Fed case and could very well inspire a reversal of flow back in favor of the U.S. dollar and out of the favor of U.S. equities. While the recovery in the U.S. stock market was indeed impressive in the month of July, it's also important to point out that from a technical perspective, the recovery was nothing more than an inside month price action, with the range still confined to within June's high lows. In other words, recovery, yes, but not enough of a recovery to take out that high from June, which could leave the door open for renewed downside pressure. Our main takeaway at this point is all of the themes driving lower stocks and a higher dollar haven't exactly gone away, and we wouldn't at all be surprised to see things move back in this direction in the sessions ahead. Key standouts on Monday's calendar come from German retail sales, German PMI reads, Eurozone and UK PMI reads, Eurozone unemployment, US ISM manufacturing, and US construction spending. That's all for now.